Welcome back to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Villain, and today we're diving into a topic that's equal parts fascinating and, let's face it, a little eerie: clowns. Whether they make you laugh or send shivers down your spine, there's a lot more to these painted faces than meets the eye. From their history in entertainment to their role in pop culture, and their surprising statistics surrounding the clown-related anxiety. We'll explore why clowns evoke such strong emotions, so grab your popcorn and get ready for a colorful ride, the world of clowns. On the Let Me Take You Higher podcast, I'm Mr. Villain, and let's get clowny.
In the cosmos where the laughter's loud, clowns from space, so they're a rowdy crowd. With wacky wigs and big red shoes, they're bringing chaos, spreading the blues. Gigi, Luigi, and Mr. Villain, racing through the stars, their mission is thrilling. With a whoop and a laugh, they're ready to fight. Stopping clown invasion, they'll save the night. Juggling pies and silly string, these cosmic clowns just wanna bring a circus show that's out of control. But Gigi and Villain won't let them roll. Gigi, Luigi, and Mr. Villain, racing through the stars, their mission is thrilling. With a whoop and a laugh, they're ready to fight. Stopping clown invasion, they'll save the night.
Welcome back to our clown-themed segment. Today, we're diving deep into the colorful and often controversial world of clowns. Joining me is our insightful co-host, Gigi Luigi. Gigi, let's kick things off by exploring the origins of clowns. Can you take us back to the first sightings and their historical significance? When did you know or learn about clown behavior, we'll say?
Clown behavior. Well, clowns have always, they have a fascinating history that goes back centuries. Like, carnivals, like all that crazy stuff. Like, they've always been a kind of like a part of, I won't say always, but they've been a part of our culture for well over 100 years at this point.
Yeah. And, I mean, mimes, Marcel Marceau, all of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that clowny behavior. I don't remember, I'm not that old, but I do remember seeing Marcel Marceau, and I'm a big fan of Michael Jackson. Don't be hating. It is what it is. I grew up with that motherfucker. But
I like Little Michael too.
Little Michael, he loved, his favorite clown was Marcel Marceau, who was a French clown who started off a long ass time ago. And he used to mimic other people's behaviors. And I say that to say that he wasn't the first, but he was one of the best mimes. They're called mimes. I don't think they still do it as much as they used to, of clown-like behavior. But it started off very innocent in the old days. What do you know about clowns going through the ages?
Well, geez, that's a good question. I mean, I feel like they date back. Honestly, they kind of relate to like the old medieval jesters.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The fools that would perform for the king. They were very clown-like. They would like throw things at themselves, juggle, like whatever they could do to be entertaining. Right. And a lot of times they ended up dying. So...
off with your head, clown.
Yeah, you say one flip thing that someone takes wrong and, well, you're dead. You know, it's kind of a shame.
And the thing is, that guy or girl that would take it wrong was your boss's boss, queen or king of the court. So you really couldn't fuck up too much. Not at all. It'd be a wrong
Yeah. But funny little story, I've always been a fan of comedy. When I was a little kid, before I knew any better, I wanted to be a clown.
Oh. I'm sorry. No, because I know you as a person, and I've seen you physically. Yeah. I could see this. But go ahead.
I'm definitely a clown. It's just funny. Most kids think about, you know, oh, I want to be an astronaut, I want to be a firefighter. I'm like, I want to be a clown.
And you've shown me videos of you when you were a child. I won't say a child, but like a teenager or whatever. And I could see the clownish behavior in your whole physicality of who you were as a person back then. So, but what drew you to clowns? Like, what was it?
Performance. I always loved making people laugh. I mean, like, you know, as a kid, I didn't really think like stand-up comedy was really a thing. I didn't really know about it. So I was like, I want to be funny. I like making people laugh. Who likes making people laugh? Clowns.
I mean, for the record, I did stand-up comedy back in the day, a long time ago when I was a teenager. But everybody has their own little format of what makes people laugh and what humor really is. But clowns went from being this jovial thing to, you know, oh, that's so funny. Everybody loves the clowns. Even Frank Sinatra, one of my favorite heroes, had a song called Bring in the Clowns. Because, I mean, if you think about it, they make everything better until they didn't.
They do. Until they didn't.
Gigi. Now, there was, I don't know if many people remember this, and I don't want to overstep the situation and what we're talking about here, but in the time after COVID, there was a situation where we had too many clowns doing too much in the forests. And I know Gigi is aware of this, so I want to ask Gigi, what did you think about the crazy clowns? Because there were crazy clowns. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't even know. I don't know where it started. I have no idea. I just, like, it was just randomly, like, a bunch of videos went viral of these clowns, like, just standing in the street, standing in the woods, like, just staring at people. They have, like, flashlights on, and everyone's like, what the hell's going on with these damn clowns? And the video usually ends when the clown, like, just starts chasing them, and then they, like, run away and turn the cameras off.
Or waving at them all sinister and crazy.
Oh, I know. Like,
it always starts out... But look, and you know this, because it always starts out fun and games until someone loses a big red nose.
Oh, yeah. You know, you mess with the wrong person who's packing, he just ends up shooting you. It's like,
With a gun, it just says, bang. It has no bullets. Because we're talking about clowns, people. They don't have real aggression and accessories, but their facial motivations are some that are so sinister and nefarious and crazy that you get scared by looking at them and you're like, oh my gosh, is that a clown that wants to make me laugh? Or is that a clown that wants to make me die? So Gigi,
yeah.
And we saw these in the memes, and I don't know what happened to the memes, but these clowns were sinister, malicious, nefarious, and scary.
Yeah, they weren't funny.
No, they weren't funny, and they were just hanging out in the weirdest fucking places. And I know
at night,
where they're like at like 2 o'clock in the morning at night, where there should not be a clown bringing joy to little bitty kids out there in the middle of a forest. Wanting to like steal your soul and send it to Satan. So, of course, guys, this is October. It's the month of Halloween, you know, clearly the winter or autumn solstice. And we're talking about evil shit for the whole month because that's just what we do. And these clowns, a famous clown, not Bozo, but John Wayne Gacy.
Let's just get into it. Let's jump into it.
A baguette. And he, I mean, this guy, wow, Gigi, enlighten us of what you know about John Wayne Gacy.
Probably more than the average person. My dad was he was fascinated with serial killers, and it kind of like rubbed off on me. I've seen a lot of documentaries about him. So John Wayne Gacy was like this double agent in life. Like he was a clown. He was actually well liked and respected in his community. Yeah,
a pillar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he was married a couple times. His second wife actually divorced him when he came out as bisexual.
Oh,
I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And a lot of the people they killed were men that like teenagers he would abduct, handcuff, and kill, and then bury under his floorboards. When they arrested him. Now, this is a crazy story. They only arrested him because they caught him selling, I think it was weed to like a gas station employee or something stupid like that.
It was a crazy crime. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they went to his house and they smelled death. They started pulling up the floorboards. And it was like over like 20 people they pulled out from under his basement. And that's 20? Like all that he killed. He's like got rid of the others.
Yeah, with lime. Okay, so I don't want to give up too much. But when you pour lime over a dead body, over the course of a few months, it 100% just eats the whole body up. There's like nothing left for evidence. Look, just so you guys know, we don't condone any weird stuff. So don't take what we're telling you to utilize that in crimes. Don't do that. But if you pour lime over dead bodies, over anything that's dead biologically, it will eat it up over in the course of like 90 days to 6 months, depending on how big the body is, to nothingness. And this is what John Gacy was doing under his mother's house, his mommy's house.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird how all serial killers have a mommy complex?
They all did. It's a really weird connection. But why clowns? Like, that's the thing with me. Like, why did he go that clown route? Like, he's the original killer clown.
He's the killer. And he's this is the thing. And I don't know if a lot of people know this. They probably don't, because this show is very new. But I'm a huge fan of Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I'm not afraid to say it. And I know, guys, 100%. I know all the things you know about all the stuff that went on in the scenes. Behind the scenes of Killer Clowns, I don't condone any of it. I'm 100% not about that life, but I love the horror aspect of it. And if you ever have a chance, they always have it on. I think they even have a game on PS5 called Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Check it out. It's amazing. But Gigi loves clowns, and he actually dresses up like a clown. Gigi, have you ever dressed up like a clown? And be honest with the audience. We want to know.
Never dressed up like a clown. But when I was a kid, I definitely wanted to be a clown. Most people want to be astronauts. Most people want to be firefighters. Lewis was like, I like making people laugh. I'll be a clown.
Okay, but listen. Yeah, it is creepy that Gigi likes clowns. And I love clowns. I think they're super funny, especially when they stay in character and they don't break character. But Gigi, I ask you, what did you want to be a clown? I want to know.
Long story short, I didn't know what stand-up comedy was.
That's the only reason why.
I was young. I was like, clowns make people laugh. Make people laugh feels good. That's what I wanted to do. I was like, no,
you're right.
I mean, love what you do. You never work a day in your life. I wanted to be a clown. Now I'm a clown, but not for good.
This is the thing, because you're 100% good. Because nobody knows what clowns are. They're just there. And they've been around for thousands of years to entertain the queen and the king and the court. And they were, like Gigi said, they were jesters. But they've evolved into an evil menace in society that hangs out in the woods and they want to kill you. We want to know why this is, Gigi. I mean, I know you know, because you were an ex-Marine and there had to be clowns in your platoon or your brigade or however they...
No, it was actually funny. I used to get a lot of shit because I would tell people, I want to be a clown. They're like, what the hell? Like, why? And I don't know if I can do it anymore. I don't want to embarrass myself because I haven't done well. But I used to have a really good clown laugh.
Everybody.
I don't
wants
know
to
if I can do it right now. I know. I brought it up. I honestly don't. It's been so long.
If you do your clown laugh, I'll do my imitation of Krusty the Clown. I could pull it out of my ass really quick. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let me remember. Because I can't remember how to do it.
I'll get it. Okay. I'm ready. Let me get my neck right. All right. I'm ready for it. If you're ready for it.
God, no. It's going to be so bad.
Look.
I haven't done this in so long, man.
It won't judge me. I swear. These are your people. The clowns. Send in the clown.
I feel like I'm the avatar of clowns. Like, I feel like I just get reincarnated as a jester and a clown in each life.
It's getting close. Look, you are the commandant of clowns. And we love this. This is our favorite thing.
Love it.
So, okay, we're going to go one for one. You do your clown and I'll do mine. And we'll just
see what happens. I don't know how loud it's going to be, so I apologize if this is like blasting.
I'm going to take one of my earphones off just in case, but go for it.
All right. God, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
Right. I'm going to breathe.
Right. 1, 2, 3, let's go.
Let's go. I like it.
Hey, kids.
Okay, so you did a good one. I like that one. Now you put me on a post. And now it's not because I'm a competitive person, but I am. Even when it comes to clowns. So that, just look, guys, now I've developed that over the course of many, many years when I was very young. And that is my, that's my, yeah. Krusty the Clown.
Gotta love it. I love Krusty.
God, I don't love it. Shit.
That's actually, you know crazy. What? I used to watch the Simpsons as a little kid.
Okay.
I think that's where I got my inspiration from, Krusty.
It could have been, because Krusty didn't hold back. No. He put that whole laugh right on your fucking face. If you didn't like it, he farted in your face. This fucker was a real clown. Here's the thing. My favorite episode with Krusty the Clown was the Canyonero episode. Canyonero. You have to, if you've never seen it, you've got to Google it or YouTube it or whatever. It's amazing. Okay.
I love back, Simpsons.
The man, 20, how long have they been on? I think I saw something. They're going on. Years. Oh, it's shit. I think they're 45. They were on when I was a kid, like when I was like in my young youngs, like 6, 7, 8 years old. I remember the Simpsons.
So like, damn, like 30 some, like over 30 years, 35 years, maybe.
I'll tell you, SNL just celebrated their 50th anniversary, 50 years, and they came out in 76. And the Simpsons were like 84, I think, 84, 85, something like that. So it's about almost, it's over 40 years, well over 40 years.
That is insane. That's crazy.
And they're not stopping. I think they've already done an episode, season 46, 47, or 36. I don't know which one they're on, but thank you, Tracy Ullman. The ultimate woman. No. She's amazing. We love her. But with that being said, guys, this is October. So for our show, and we love it, guys. We love it. We're going to have a whole spectacular. And we're going to do all horror going forward. For the whole of October, we're going to do like top 10 horror movies of all time. We're going to do Crazy Evil Clowns, which is our conversation today. The craziest alien you ever seen. Fucking fucked up Gremlins. Because supposedly Gremlins 3 is coming out. We don't fucking know, but we're hoping for it.
Really? I feel like they're just remaking everything at this point.
Bro, they can't come up with anything new. This is a whole other podcast we're going to do. But why is it that they keep stealing from the 80s and the 90s? I thought you guys had it all pegged. I thought you guys knew what you were doing in the 2000s, early 2000s, mid 2000s, late, whatever.
Just 80s, 90s are prime 80s. Time, baby.
It's ridiculous.
80s and 90s are prime time. Music, culture, clowns, all of it.
Don't even get me started, because I feel like we need to do a whole 80s podcast by itself and a whole 90s podcast by itself. I just don't want to get it conflicted with the clowns, because
Def Leppard. No, yeah, Def
Clowns.
Sending the clowns.
Anywho, guys. So if you love clowns or hate clowns, this is a perfect time for you to dress up like a fucking clown and go out there and do the fucking tap dance, steppity step outside the forest with the fucking gnats and the mosquitoes and the lights. Be the clown. I mean, what do you think about being the clown, Gigi? I mean, don't be
that clown.
Well. I've never seen Gigi dress up like a clown, but god damn it. It's gonna happen.
It's gonna have to happen. It's just, you know, you're gonna have to like follow us on like Instagram, Twitter, and all that good stuff, because it's gonna be posted.
We have handles, like we're on everything. Guys, like I always tell people, if you want to see something creative, it doesn't have to be crazy all the time. You know, just email us. We're at freaking letmetakeyouhigherpodcast@gmail.com. You can't mess that up. Let me take you higher.
How about this? When we go out to do our live interviews at the Domain,
yes.
I'll be dressed. My first episode, I'll be dressed as a clown.
I love it, guys. So Gigi's amazing with this stuff, because he's very sociable. I'm not so much. I'm an introvert. I'm a hermit. Whatever. But good thing your co-host can get out there dressed as a clown, driving a 1930 Model A Ford, whatever. However we fucking do it. And give these.
Can you imagine seeing that clown drive down the road?
I love it. And it has to be done. It has to be done, my goodness. But we're going to get this done for you guys. It's going to be fun. We already have it in planned. So just stay tuned. We're working with a couple of platforms who really love the idea. So coming to you soon in a clown land far away from America. It'll be like Slovakia or something.
In Mexico or something, I don't know.
Mexicali. We're not going to go far. It's Mexicali. Okay. But with that being said, guys, if you can dress up like a clown, send us your favorite clown outfit. If you have one, you don't have to go out and buy one. But we want to see you dress up like a clown. And we'll say this, the top five clowns will go into like a drawing of the number one clown. And that number one clown will have something special for you. We're not going to tell you just yet, but we want you to get into your head. We want you to be a clown. Why not? Make America happy again.
Keep that inner child alive. Kids love clowns.
Kids love clowns.
Clowns love kids. Wait, what?
Well, hey, we don't want to.
Watch out.
I'm not Catholic, but, and we won't go there because there's a lot of Catholics.
Clowns are. No, I was kidding.
Clowns are Catholics. No, don't do it. Stop. I'm sorry. Bad mistress. What are we doing? Guys, back to clowns.
Back to clowns.
It's what we're doing. Yes. So I would implore you to watch all things clowns, from the Bozo, old episodes of Bozo the Clown. That's right, kids. Yeah, that's what I was telling you, man. Look, there's nothing wrong with Bozo. Bozo is amazing. I mean, we're not going to sit there and badmouth my mom's clown, because that's her generation. And I love my mom, and she loved that damn clown. But what I will tell you, clowns are fucking scary, bro. And they lurk around the bushes. They're in the forest. They have and I will go ahead and say it on record, they have demon dog. I'm going to say, I've seen a dog with a big old red nose and a hat with those big ass fucking slippers on its feet. I know it's a clown dog. I know it. But
I've never heard of these clown dogs.
Bro, I mean, I live in an area of clowns. And I know they have dogs. I'm just putting one and two together. So it's an asinine statement, but if you think about it, it's pretty true. Makes sense. Yeah. And we're going to reel this back, because we were talking about clowns in forests, you know, waving with one singular balloon. And I will ask you, of all the clowns out there, you know, not people you know, but real clowns, who is your favorite clown?
My favorite clown.
Of all time?
We're talking about scary, we're talking about just all-rounded.
Look, all clowns are scary. We don't have to differentiate.
I'm going to say the Joker.
Oh, bro. You're good. Because I don't... Joker. Shit. Can the Joker... Is the Joker a real clown, though? No, he is.
He is.
He's
there's something about the Joker. Yeah.
Yeah, he's psychotic. He's a clown. He's a Joker. Okay. I wish you hadn't said that, because I would have said that if I would have thought about the context. But I will tell you, the one that really sticks out to me is a supernova clown of all clowns. And fuck. No, I really want to do the Joker, because that's an amazing clown.
Talk about it. He's an amazing clown.
Bro, who's your favorite clown? Who's your favorite Joker?
Oh, good one.
Yeah. See, because
there's so many different renditions. You have like the gangster clown.
There's Jack the Nicholson that was played by Leto. Yeah,
Jared. Oh, yeah, that was like
that was a Jared Leto clown. Yeah.
What was Jack Nicholson? He was kind of like a
Jack Nicholson was more of the comical like slapstick clown. He wasn't really a gangster so much, but he was a gangster, but it wasn't that kind of a gangster. And I love Jack Nicholson's Joker.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to say, it is a toss-up between Mark Hamill, because he has that iconic voice, the iconic laugh.
Oh, you're talking about the cartoon series.
Yeah. His voice, you know, like every time you hear it, it's just like, damn, that's the Joker.
No, that is the Joker. For 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
Or he's not a clown in this movie, but like, okay. I can't help but say that I love him. Heath Ledger's
clown. Oh, yeah.
Sir Joker's.
That is the tragic psychotic clown of the Joker's repertoire. He had a lot of personalities. Heath Ledger did that so much justice. And unfortunately, he died performing that, because it took so much out of him. And he, of course, tragically ended up overdosing on that, doing that particular clown. doing that particular version of the Joker. And it was amazing. The guy did such a great job, man. If you think about it, Heath Ledger's Joker was the consummate of the Jokers. And there's been six or seven. And his particular persona, I would say, is class A, number one, 100%. You're absolutely right at that.
Did you hear the story of Michael Caine, the legendary actor Michael Caine?
Yeah.
When he first saw Heath Ledger as a Joker on set?
No.
So the first time that Michael Caine ever saw Heath Ledger as a Joker, it was in the scene where the Joker kind of barges into Bruce's penthouse at the top of that skyscraper. Remember, he interrupted the party. Yeah, yeah. And Batman jumped out the window to save Rachel.
Yeah.
Alfred, Michael Caine, was the one that opened the door when the Joker walked in. And he was supposed to have a line. And when he saw the Joker, or saw Heath Ledger, he was completely speechless. He was so taken aback. He literally couldn't even say anything. And it was such a genuine reaction to that character that they kept it in the movie.
It's amazing because when they were doing the Joker, they kept him under wraps for the majority of his shoots. And they didn't let other people see the makeup. They didn't let other people see his persona, the way Heath Ledger was trying to do and character. And then the majority of the people who were on that set had that same feeling. And, Michael Caine is a legendary actor. This guy is right up there with Judi Dench, the lady who just recently passed away.
From Harry Potter?
From Harry Potter. Her name is Dame Edna. It's a whole other.
Hold up, Dame. No, hold on. Give me one second.
Yeah, and she was a Maggie Smith. So Dame Maggie Smith. Yeah. He's right up there with them. And for him to do that, that's got to be something he had never seen before. And we both know, and you make me want to watch that fucking thing again. Because Heath Ledger's Joker is absolutely 100% amazing. You can't get any better.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
I mean, he died for the role. Like, who dies for their art except for Van Gogh? There's been a few. There's not been like that. So
not many, but no, he dedicated so much to that role that it drove him insane and he ended up dying.
Yeah. I mean, and there's not many people who can say that the role, there's a handful of legendary actors. There's Daniel Day-Lewis, who's actually coming out of retirement to do a new movie. Really? There, I would say, what's the guy who recently died and he was Gandalf? Or
No, Gandalf hasn't died. Saruman.
Saruman, yes. What's his name? Fucking A.
Christopher Lee.
Oh my god, dude. Christopher Lee. Have you heard his whole story, this whole situation? And we're drifting off from clowns, but you gotta talk about Christopher Lee every time you get a chance.
I'll let you talk about him because he's Jesus.
Do you know who his cousin was?
No.
His cousin was the guy who wrote James Bond, and he fashioned James Bond after Christopher Lee. Christopher Lee was also in a metal band,
heavy metal band that he recorded an album when he was in his 80s or 90s or something like that.
Bro, the oldest ever to do it. Like Christopher Lee was, we're straying away from clowns, but if you ever have the opportunity, Google Christopher Lee's timeline. This guy was a heavy metal rock band. Like it was really good shit. And he did it in his 80s. He was the influence for James Bond. He was the guy was debonair, off the cuff. Like he was a spy. You just have to look at it. It's amazing. But going back to clowns, because that's what we're talking about. It's my ADHHH7D, whatever. But going back to clowns, you said your favorite clown was the Joker.
Yes.
I'm going to say my favorite clown of all times, I'm going to go with Ronald McDonald because...
You like Ronald?
He's fucking Ronald McDonald, bro. If you put Ronald McDonald up anywhere in the world, Thailand, Brazil, Newfoundland, Sweden, whatever, America, everybody knows who the fuck that is. He's got to be the most famous clown ever. And yeah, man, you know, I think, and this is because I grew up with Ronald McDonald, that I thought that he was like the best clown. But guys, we got to give a great shout out to a few clowns we did not get to mention. One of which is Pennywise, clown from It. Amazing clown. This guy, since they did the remake, and if you've never seen the original, you got to see it. Gigi, have you seen the original?
I haven't seen either of them. It says I was a kid. I've watched it when I was a kid. It's been so long that I can say I don't remember it enough. Basically, I haven't seen it. Right. I know the key points, though. But I know I do have to rewatch that. That's going to be something to do this Halloween.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good enough. Fair enough. And of course, we talked about John Wayne. Ooh, cross-dressed Wayne. John Wayne Gacy's the clown with the kids in the basement with his... Come on. It's just so horrible.
Doing too much, man.
Why would you do so much? You don't have to do so much. No. Guys, and then there were other clowns that we just did not mention. For whatever reason, you had Krusty the Clown from The Simpsons. And of course, I did do... That is not mentioning the clown. That's just his voice, so...
Yeah.
And then there's, of course, honorable mention to Captain Spaulding the Clown.
Yeah, I didn't think about Captain Spaulding. Didn't he pass away not too long ago?
Yeah, he died about 2 or 3 years ago. But he was like almost...
That's crazy.
Like 80 or 90 years old. He was up there.
Damn, that's crazy how time flies.
It's crazy. And he had a long, long tenure as Captain Spaulding with the House of House of Corpses and all the other Rob Zombie great movies.
Devil Rejects, yep.
Devil's Rejects.
Didn't they do a third? They did a third one, didn't they?
I think it was when they were trying to get away at the end in a car, like it's an El Dorado, and he got shot by the police. I believe that was part of that. That was the third one for Devil's Rejects. But it was amazing. They did a great job on it. So we, of course, honorable mention to him. May he rest in peace. And guys, those are the clowns of the ones we believe that are the pivotal clowns of our childhood, our adulthood, and our midhood, whatever you call mid. I don't know, whatever. But those are our clowns, and we love them. They all brought special love and enchantment to us. And as we wrap up our episode on clowns, because it is October, it is Halloween, we want to let you know that we enjoyed this above reproach. And we love talking about eerie, creepy stuff, especially when it comes to the Halloween solstice or Hallow's Eve, which is coming up sometime this year, of course, because it's Halloween. What are you going to do for Halloween there, Gigi? What do you do normally for Halloween?
I like to, you know, dress up, go to parties, you know, participate in the festivities and whatnot. I kind of feel a little bit mischievous this year, though. Kind of want to get in a little bit of trouble. You know? So that's the other aspect of Halloween. You know,
please elaborate.
I don't know yet. Yeah. I don't know yet. I haven't thought about it yet. You know, some pranks and, you know, good times, good stuff. Clown.
No clownish.
Maybe clowns. Maybe become a clown. Stand out in the woods a little bit.
Put that red nose and those big floppy feet on. Let's have a party.
But with Rudolph the Clown.
Yeah, bro. This is my favorite part of the year. I mean, Halloween is my favorite holiday. What's your favorite holiday?
I'd have to say Halloween just because it's fun.
It's just fun, man. It's pagan. Yeah. It's fun. It's been around for thousands of years. What else are you going to do? We going to wait for Christmas all fucking year? Sorry, man.
Everybody likes Christmas. What liking Christmas is white bread. It's just too easy.
I don't even eat bread, so we love it.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us on our Halloween / clown episode of the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. I've been Mr. Villain. My co-host, of course, as always, is Gigi Luigi, and we've been having a Halloween spectacular time talking about clowns. You can always reach us at letmetakeyouhigherpodcast@gmail.com. You can use that same handle for your TikTok, or Facebook. We're everywhere. Anywhere you get your podcast, you can find us. If you have any questions, let us know. If you have any ideas for future podcasts, let us know. But again, thank you for joining us, and we love welcoming you guys in. Have a great rest of your Halloween, and you'll hear from us soon because we have a myriad of great podcasts coming up. Thank you again, guys, and have a great day.
Have a good day.
I mean, don't fucking do it. All right, guys, bye.
Look at your head. You look like a used tampon. Look at that shirt and that mustache. If you're not gay, you're on the waiting list. Nice sideburns. You look like Abe Lincoln's negative. Hey, how you doing, Yoda? I don't know what's got more crack on it, you or the Liberty Bell. Look what I got for $10. Hey, you got something on your chin. Oh, it's your other chin. Come here, come here. Hey, your coffin call has been waiting on you for 2 years. Big gray and smells like you. You lost some weight. Oh, I found it. Hey, how you doing, you little...
I'm chilling on South Street. I'm rapping without a beat. I got Adidas shoes on my feet. I need some gold.
Oh, you suck! Are those running shoes?
No.
I can tell. I'm standing here with RuPaul. How you doing, sir?
And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain. And it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.
With rubber chickens and balloon swords, they'll battle the jesters, no room for hordes. Hey, you big clown, this is our turf. You'll find out just what we're worth. A pie in the face. And a slapstick chase. Gigi's got moves and Villain's got grace. They'll twirl and they'll spin until the clowns give in. Saving the world with a wink and a grin. Gigi, Luigi, and Mr.